This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess it was a headline where some guy broke into a house and stole somebody's panties. And that's all he stole. I don't understand this fascination with underwear. Just breaks into the house and grabs panties. Not too sure why. With Victoria's Secret selling its major stakeholder, I believe, and CEO stepping down because of, I think there was... Victoria's Secret has been going through some drama. I guess there's been some ties with Jeffrey Epstein. And, you know, Victoria's Secret I used to shop at a lot. I don't really think a lot of the underwear made sense. I've been very, very confused with underwear. And maybe it's because I think like a guy a lot. I look at underwear as it's supposed to be very practical. And it's not underwear. Underwear, if it's good underwear, you could wear outside. People can see. See, that's kind of my thinking. Like sports bras. I think sports bras is the most brilliant thing. You could just walk around in a sports bra. And it's not suggestive. It does the job. It holds the boobies. It is stylish. That makes sense. I love boxer briefs. My husband's boxer briefs are like my favorite shorts to wear. I will wear boxer briefs. At one time, I almost went to Walmart because I forgot that I was actually wearing underwear. I thought I was wearing shorts. So boxer briefs, to me, make some sense. You know, it has openings so you could pee. Well, for the guy. But, you know, it looks like shorts. And, you know, it's not revealing. I think underwear is supposed to be a backup for your clothes. You get something dirty, you could just take off your blouse or take off your pants and be able to still wear those clothes. That's to me. Or it's supposed to protect things going on from the inside. I remember I was at a store and this one woman, do you guys remember when thongs got really, really popular? First of all, thong. In the 80s, my mom would say, go get your thongs. She would talk about flip-flops. So for some reason, thongs went from flip-flops to underwear that barely covers your butt. Who knew? All right. So this, and she bent over to get something off a shelf, and it was a green. God, it was green, and it looked like it had like this little green flower that was supposed to look like lettuce. So she was wearing a thong that had lettuce like right there on the butt. And you know how you would wear short pants that were kind of low, so everybody would always see the top of your G-string or your thong. And so I looked at that and I was like, okay, well, yeah, those are cute underwear, but it's lettuce. The average guy I know is not into vegetables. So, and I mean, even as a woman, if she was trying to protect women, I mean, as a woman, you know, make it a steak or a lamb chop. I really don't, lettuce would not put me in the mood. So I don't know. I really don't know where underwear is gone. And so I'm not really surprised that Victoria's Secret is having some issues because, you know, sexy underwear. Fredericks of Hollywood had issues. Fredericks of Hollywood, I think, closed down, too. Or maybe they're just doing online now. But sexy underwear can barely be worn for about a half hour to an hour, and that's the point. Okay, sexy underwear is supposed to come off. All right? Then don't call it underwear. All right? Call it like a costume or something like that. I mean, underwear, to me, has a job to do. I mean, it has a job. There's a history of underwear that we're going to talk about. I'm going to go back to the history of underwear today because I just think it's really, really cool. Like where Knickerbocker came from and drawers. Well, they say drawers because you would draw your underwear. So that's why it's called a drawer, I guess. Panties came from pants, which came from pantaloon. Which came from pantalone. I guess in the 18th century there was a a comedy where this guy wore pants all the way down to his ankles when in the time they used to wear it down to their knees. So it was some comedy and he was called Pantaloni. And then eventually they started wearing pants all the way down to the feet, the ankles. And then they were called pantaloons, then they called them pants. And then panties kind of came from, it's a little odd because they call it a pair of panties, and that really never made sense to me because it's just one. I mean, I only wear one. If I'm supposed to be wearing two pairs of panties or two panties, let me know, but I just wear one. And it's called a pair because women's underwear around, I think this is now like 18th, 19th century, you had two leggings that would go up, join at the hip. A lot of times it was open. So I guess that increased sex access or able to pee. So it was a pair of pants, you see, because it was each leg, panties. That's where that came from. Don't ask. And if you look back at the history of underwear, most of the underwear that women wore had nothing to do with their period. You would think that underwear was designed because women had periods. No. There was loincloth and certain goat things we would use for tampons. We would use papyrus, softened papyrus or whatever, papyrus, I can't pronounce it. We used to stick that in there. Who knew, we did a whole bunch of stuff. I think it wasn't until World War I that women are like, wait a second, we like the cellulose stuff. We could use this better than cotton. And then that's when sanitary pads started to become more popular. Tampax was, I think, discovered in the late 20s, where you had this little cardboard applicator. The history of the period is interesting, too. People used to think that if you had a period, you were, like a demon. If you cooked food, you would ruin the food. If you had sex with somebody on their period, you would create a monster. They thought that women, would be hysterical during their period. Okay, a lot of rumors during the periods, which we've had to overcome all these years. But, you know, with underwear, a lot of the women's underwear was like, like dresses underneath a dress. Okay, I mean, not very practical. Bras, to me, had some practicality, and those had been around since ancient times. In fact, you know, King Tut, I think, was buried with underwear. They found mummies in underwear. I mean, underwear has been around, but it's supposed to be more of a supportive thing. And so, as a woman, I can't speak for all women, but I don't have, the patience to be in a bra that I got to take off within 30 minutes because I am, my days are like 18 to 20-hour days. So make a bra that is multifunctional, that could hold my water bottle, that could hold a calculator or my cell phone. Have a bra that if I dirty my shirt, I can just take it off and be in it, and it looks like normal clothes. And then with underwear, first, don't call it a pair of panties, okay? And then don't make anything that has a vegetable in it, because that makes no sense. Make it something where it looks like shorts, or it looks like pants. And then, to me, that just seems more practical. All right, well, don't worry. We'll go into a little bit more detail when we come back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Speaking of underwear, there's a bladder story. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but this woman was accused of being drunk. And she had needed a liver transplant. And, the doctors tried to treat her for addiction because her urine always showed a positive for alcohol. Problem is, she never drank alcohol. Medical professionals at University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine discovered that she was brewing alcohol. It's called auto-brewery syndrome. We've talked about this on air. In a case published in the peer review Annals of Internal Medicine, doctors said that yeast in her bladder was fermenting sugar to produce ethanol, because she had poorly controlled diabetes, which is why she had the overgrowth of yeast. They proposed calling this phenomenon urinary auto-brewery syndrome or bladder fermentation syndrome. So this is a little different from traditional auto-brewery syndrome, where remember, I think it was last year, some guy's gut bacteria was fermenting the alcohol. This was now in this woman's bladder. So usually with the traditional auto-brewery syndrome, it happens in the person's intestines. So then they have alcohol in their blood, and they always look intoxicated. She didn't look intoxicated because it was only in her urine. So with traditional auto-brewery syndrome, the carbohydrates you get turned into alcohol. They get fermented by fungi or bacteria in the GI system. I guess this was first found in Japan in the 1970s, and then the U.S. noticed some cases 10 years later. You know, people before it was diagnosed were just accused of being drunk and crazy or something, but they weren't. Doctors don't really have a good way to diagnose this, you know, or treat. You know, basically we have to modify the diet. Sometimes we'll do antifungal therapy to kill off the yeast, sometimes probiotics. But with this woman, it didn't work. And so they tried to get rid of her fungus. And then now she's being considered for a liver transplant. So, you know, when somebody says they don't drink, okay, you know, I kind of tend to believe them, you know. Because, you know, a lot of people who drink, they're really honest about it. Many people that battle alcohol, they're really honest. So, like, I drink this. I mean, you'll have some people that minimize. But my true drinkers, they drink. They'll say, yeah, I drink, yeah. Like, I'm not going to hide it. So sometimes, like, I swear to God, I don't drink. I kind of believe her. People have a tough time believing women. It's interesting. Periods, going back to period history. People didn't understand it had anything to do with ovulation, the woman's menstrual cycle. They thought, according to Metro, that bleeding would cool their emotional, hysterical natures. So a woman needed to bleed every month to normalize. And we wonder where all these stereotypes for women come in. Some people in India believe that menstruating women will make cows infertile. Others think that in East Africa that menstruating women will cause droughts. Ancient Romans thought menstruating women were dark witches. I don't understand how, because every woman menstruated. But according to Pliny the Elder, they could stop hailstorms, whirlwinds, and lightning and kill crops. They could also kill bees. They could dim mirrors and blunt weapons just by looking at them. They also thought, or he also thought, menstrual blood drove dogs mad. We talked about what women would use as tampons. Ancient papyrus, sorry if I'm mispronouncing it, was used, I believe, by ancient Egyptians. Ancient Greeks used tampons from bits of wood with lint wrapped around it. That does not sound comfortable in the least. Romans made pads out of tampons made of wool. Okay, the wool I could take. They say medieval Europeans would burn toads to ease heavy flow. You find a toad, you burn it in a pot, and then you wear the ashes in a pouch near the vagina. That was according to medieval historian Amy License. All right. The French thought that if they had sex with you when you had a period, you would then give birth to a monster. That's according to The Curse, A Cultural History of Menstruation. Some people thought, though, that period blood could have medicinal effects. And so they say medieval Europeans thought that period blood could cure leprosy. Others thought that if you had sex with a woman on her period, it would hurt the penis. Some people thought that if you drank period blood, it could give you leprosy. Others thought if you drank period blood, it would be an aphrodisiac. I don't see how that would put anybody in the mood. All right. African folk magic called hoodoo advises putting your menstrual blood into a guy's coffee to make him fall for you. Some cultures thought it had magical powers. In Hong Kong, an Indonesian maid added it to her boss's food to improve their working relationship. Apparently that didn't work out. In 19th century Britain, they thought a woman who was menstruating would ruin the food. They believe butter would not churn. Instead of Viennese scientists in the 1920s thought that menstruating women would stop dough from rising and beer fermenting, so they couldn't be around the area. Some believed that the periods would release plant-destroying substances through their skin called menotoxins, or meno, right, for menstrual, so women weren't allowed to be near the crops. World War I is when we revolutionized sanitary towels, like we talked about. Apparently, French nurses were looking at these disposable cellulose bandages that we would use on the wounded soldiers, and they found that it absorbed blood better than cotton. So they were like, why don't we use these for our periods? Several brands of disposable pads using similar materials and started to crop up. By 1921, Kotex started to be very, very popular. I think they were 5 cents each, or 12 for 60 cents. That was still kind of a lot of money for that. And the only thing is they didn't self-adhese like we have now with the sticky. So from 1890s to 1970s, women would have to wear these belts called the Hoosier's sanitary belt. So you would have to pin a rag or, you know, use pads, or this belt would hold it for women so they could, you know, have a pad or whatever. Unfortunately, you could see these belts through people's clothes all the time. My mom said growing up, you could see women in their pad, and you could tell. So not really a lot of privacy. By 1970s, that's when the pads started to have self-adhesive sticky, so, you know, it could stick to the underwear. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Now, the tampon wasn't discovered, I believe, until 1929, even though we used different forms like in Egyptian times and ancient Greek times. Dr. Earl Haas developed a plug of cotton inserted using two carton tubes, and then he trademarked it Tampax. The first ones were actually made with a sewing machine and then a compression machine because he had to compress it tightly. There's been a lot of, developments with that. Going back to underwear, one of you had asked, Meredith asked, what are bloomers? Bloomers, if I look it up, hold on, let me look it up. Bloomer came from Amelia Bloomer. I guess Victorian women's underwear was supposed to be like loose trousers. Elizabeth Miller invented loose trousers to be worn by women. This comes from localhistories.org. Amelia Bloomer in 1849, I guess, helped promote these loose trousers. And so long underwear became known as bloomers. And then, of course, it started to get more, you know, short. I guess the 19th century, underwear was usually open between the legs, but in 20th century, closed knickers replaced them. Knickers came from a novel called By the History of New York by Diedrich Knickerbocker. He was a Dutchman living in New York, but they say it was actually written by Washington Irving. And I guess in the book, a Dutchman was wearing long, loose-fitting garments on his lower body. When men wore loose trousers for sports, they were called knickerbockers. Women's underwear was then called knickerbockers, too. And then by the late 19th century, they called them knickers. In the USA, it later changed for women to panties. So that's where that happened. In 1913, Mary Phelps Jacob invented the modern bra. She used two handkerchiefs joined by a ribbon. And, oh, bras, there's a whole history with that. That was, I'm very, very grateful for that. Petticoats were more in the olden days, you know, but petticoats kind of came back in the 1950s. But nylon stockings were made in the 1939, so people wore nylons. Pantyhose, 1959. Wonder bra, 63. Thong, 74. All right, there's your history. Let's move on. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Nearly 14,000 U.S. troops are still in Afghanistan nearly two decades after 9/11. President Trump has been eager to pull them out. And now Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says there could be a peace deal soon with the Taliban, although the U.S. must be realistic about things.
We've arrived at a historic opportunity for peace. Won't be easy. We should seize the moment.
Pompeo expressing hope that a short-term ceasefire the U.S. is requiring first will lead to that long-term peace deal with the Taliban, but he says the Afghan government must also do its part. Saying the coronavirus could become a global pandemic soon, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer is accusing the Trump administration of being caught flat-footed by the growing crisis. He says the administration's guilty of towering and dangerous incompetence. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
I'm the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So currently, coronavirus cases have exceeded 80,000. Deaths have exceeded 2,700. In the U.S., we are now being told there are 53 cases. We spoke about that yesterday, where the number went from 35 to 50, I believe 52 at the time of yesterday, because they started to count those from the Diamond Princess cruise ship. So as more people return from the Diamond Princess cruise ship, which was an absolute cluster where people ended up getting, I believe, more infected when they didn't have to, as they showed a positive, that then jumped the number in the U.S. as they've returned. 695 people were on the ship. It was operated by Carnival Corp. Apparently their stock has dropped a little bit. It was docked at a port in Yokohama, Japan. Three people have died, I believe, from that ship. And so the cases around the world, I believe Italy had another death. just to kind of tell you where we're at, because there's been some headlines on why this isn't being called a pandemic, and is this going to be a pandemic? China still has, as of now, this broadcast, 77,666 cases. 72 people died within the last 24 hours, what we're being told. South Korea has about 977 cases. The Diamond Princess ship is now up to 691 cases. So the ship alone, again, that's what happens when you keep people confined together. Italy, 287 cases. They've had 58 new cases in Italy, so it's making everybody very nervous. Japan, 161 cases. Iran, 95 cases with 3 new deaths. Singapore, 91 cases. Hong Kong, 85. U.S., as we said, 53. This is coming from Worldometer. Thailand, 37. Taiwan, 31. Bahrain, 23. Australia, 22. Malaysia, 22. Excuse me, Germany 16, Vietnam 16, the UK has 13 cases, no deaths so far, UAE, United Arab Emirates, 13 cases, France 12, Canada 11, no deaths. Excuse me, I got the hiccups, Macau 10, Kuwait 8, why do I have the hiccups? Oh man, it's so hard to do the show with the hiccups. Iraq 5, Spain 5, Oman 4, Philippines 3, India 3, Austria 2, Israel has 2 cases, Afghanistan 1, Belgium 1, Cambodia, Croatia, Egypt all have 1, Finland, Lebanon, Nepal, Sri Lanka, Switzerland all have 1. Finally made its way to Switzerland. So we got Italy, Germany, Switzerland, Europe, UK. Europe obviously is very, very nervous. The United States, we're pretty nervous. And, what happened with the Diamond Princess, like I said, is a bigger story than it is, because people are watching that going, I don't want to be quarantined. If I'm quarantined, it could be a death sentence. People are scared about that. Diamond Princess has had 4 total deaths. And it was a cruise ship where originally some people tested positive. So they quarantined the whole ship. Whereas people and crew were begging, can I go? Can I leave? Except there was one couple, American couple, that said, no, we'll stay on the cruise ship. It's kind of nice. But a lot of people are like, let me get off. I can't believe it started with only 30, 40 cases. Like, let's get off. Now it's skyrocketed to 691. So people are fearful of being quarantined. That's a problem. You know, when people ask me, you know, Dr. Dahlia, do I really think this could spread and get worse? I'm a little confused by what's been going on in terms of this idea that it came from bats and people eating wild animals, and China's banning people eating wild animals, and I'm a little reluctant to say and make a prediction, because I don't think we're getting all the facts of what happened. If this did really get leaked by a lab, like, you know, many sources are now suggesting, even China universities, then we are in a hell of a lot of trouble, because we have a bioweapon that we know nothing about and nobody's giving us information on, unless somebody decides to storm that lab and, you know, and raid it and confiscate data so we could study it. But if we are looking at a bioweapon, that then, yes, I'm very, very nervous. You know, and if in America, you know, we control, we manage the quarantines correctly, we don't put fear in people's, you know, hearts in terms of, you know, oh my gosh, you know, if you're quarantined, we're going to, you know, or if we think you were exposed and you're healthy, we're going to put you in a situation where you may not be healthy. I believe we could contain this. But I am very, very confused, because we're not getting the straight facts on what this virus is and what's happening, and why it's, you know, over 80,000 cases. That doesn't make sense. Now, another thing that's going to kind of be a fly in the ointment is this story. So there's a man from Miami who flew to China. He had a work trip last month. Osmel Martinez SQ. And he was developing flu-like symptoms. Coronavirus was starting to ravage the country he was just at. So rather than going to CVS or getting some over-the-counter medicine, you know, to fight the flu on his own, he, because health officials were, you know, stressing that anybody, you know, exposed to coronavirus needs to get checked, He felt it was his responsibility to his family and his community to go and get tested for coronavirus, the COVID-19. So he himself went to Jackson Memorial Hospital. Staff put him in a closed-off room. Nurses were in protective white suits. They sprayed some kind of disinfectant smoke under the door before entering. Hospital staff members told him he needed a CAT scan to screen for coronavirus. He asked for a flu test first because, again, he didn't have insurance. Oh, he has very limited insurance. So this was going to be out of pocket. He said, let's start with a blood test, and if I test positive, just discharge me. Meaning, if he goes, look, if I have the flu, then you don't have to test me for coronavirus. But I just wanted to make sure. Now, you know, the average person just walking into a CVS or Walgreens and asking them to test them. You know, they have minute clinics there. But he thought he was doing it right, so he went to the hospital. They did, luckily, test him for flu before they started to do a CT. And he had it. So he went home. Felt better. Problem is he got a bill. The insurance company gave him a bill for the insurance company sent a claim, his EOB, his expiration benefits, and he was going to owe $3,200. $3,200 for doing the right thing. Now, mind you, the hospital had to find an isolation room, had to get staff, had to test him, but that was costly. Hospital officials told the Miami Herald that based on his insurance, he would only be responsible for $1,400 of that $3,200. Askew said he heard from his insurer that he would have to provide additional information, 3 years of medical records to prove that the flu he got didn't relate to a pre-existing condition. Now, that makes no sense because pre-existing conditions aren't supposed to be a part of the equation anymore. So don't ask. I don't know. But this story now scares people into, I don't want a bill. So if people don't want to be quarantined, if they don't want a bill, are they going to come forward? So to answer the original question, this is what makes me nervous about a pandemic and about it spreading in America, because people are not going to, I believe, voluntarily want to do what this gentleman did. Bless his heart for wanting to be screened and making sure he didn't have it. And, you know, he earns about $55,000 a year working for a medical device company. This medical device company does not offer health insurance. He was covered under the Affordable Care Act. Not sure why there was a pre-existing condition issue. Oh, he has a limited plan from National General Insurance. He couldn't afford the Obamacare plan. In terms of quarantining, you have over 300 in Michigan asking to self-quarantine. Michigan health officials say nearly 325 people in the state are being monitored for symptoms of coronavirus. They were identified at U.S. airports during health screening checks or were passengers on cruise ships. They're not in a quarantine facility. They asked if they could stay home. So they've allowed that. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
All right, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Harvey Weinstein, after his verdict, was hospitalized with chest pains after his conviction. An ambulance made its way to Rikers Island after his conviction on sexual assault charges. He was then rerouted to New York's Bellevue Hospital for chest pain, heart palpitations, and high blood pressure, according to his attorney. He was admitted Monday night and is currently, quote, okay, according to attorney Donna Rotunno. As you know, the longtime Hollywood producer was convicted earlier yesterday of committing a criminal sex act in the first degree involving one woman and rape in the third degree involving another. He was acquitted of the more serious charges of predatory sexual assault involving the two women, and one count of first-degree rape. He is expected to be transferred to the Rikers Island Correctional Facility once he is released from the hospital. He's currently 67 years old, faces a minimum of 5 years and a maximum of more than 2 decades in prison. His sentencing is scheduled for March 11th. So jurors had deliberated for more than 26 hours, so it wasn't as much of a slam dunk as people thought. And clearing Weinstein of the more serious charges, they said jurors indicated they could not find a reasonable doubt that Weinstein had also raped another alleged victim whose testimony prosecutors used to establish his predatory behavior. I believe that was Socorro, the one from Sopranos and Hands That Rocks the Cradle. Prison time, not sure. First degree criminal act usually holds a minimum of 5 years in prison, maximum 25. For a third degree rape act, no minimum prison time and a maximum of 4 years. But he's also facing charges of sexual assault and rape on 2 separate incidents in L.A. He has denied allegations of non-consensual sexual activity related to other women. Unclear how the New York verdict is going to impact those charges. But I don't get that whole thing with double jeopardy. I mean, you've been tried with a crime, but I guess you could be tried in multiple states if the crimes were done in multiple states, I guess. I don't know. But he's going to be in jail, so I'm not exactly sure how that works out. Rumors of the actresses whose careers he launched, you know, and why they aren't speaking out, and it's a very, very revealing, story in that, I was in the show business field early on and was asked to undress and do certain things and wouldn't do it, and so it was a very, very commonplace request to, if you wanted to be in show business, you had to do things that you really didn't want to do. And I had just hoped that it wouldn't happen to me and I wouldn't have to, and I would, and unfortunately, when it did, I just kind of stuck to my studies and went on to medicine. I'm like, well, then to heck with show business. And luckily now, if you look at me, nobody really wants, nobody would even. So, luckily my career in radio has, flourished beautifully, and I didn't have to do anything, actually, because, I waited until I was a bit late. And so not very desirable then. But it unfortunately was a very frustrating thing for women, still is, where even in regular corporate America, somebody will sleep with the boss and get ahead. You go by your morals and stand by your morals, and you don't get ahead. And I, as a young, naive girl, I'm thinking, look, God's going to be on my side. And he was. God was on my side. And thank God I made all the right decisions. But it was very frustrating when I did start to become successful that people thought it was because. It was almost assumed, well, I must have slept with somebody. No, I didn't. If you knew at all how bad I am at sex, okay, you wouldn't be thinking that. Okay, I'm horrible. So trust me. Okay, if that happened, I would be like really out of a job, homeless probably, because I'd have to, pay people back in damages for how bad the sexual encounter went. But we women are the biggest enemies to ourselves. The original woman never allowed that to happen, and said, "Oh hell no, no." It might have stopped, but when you have women that go, okay, well, or you have women that unfortunately felt pressured, it allowed, it motivated and it fueled the fire. And then you had somebody like Harvey Weinstein who thought that, he could, with his ugly self, force himself on people and get what he wanted. It's a power thing. Rape isn't about sexual desire or love or, it's about control. It's about, I can make this happen. And so, you have to fight that very viciously, and you have to fight it with, it's going to hurt, and, we're going to hurt you back. So, hopefully that sort of behavior starts to, subside. I hope it goes away completely, but it won't. Placido Domingo has been accused of making inappropriate sexual advances in the workplace. An investigator looking into allegations of sexual misconduct against opera star Placido Domingo has found that the Spanish tenor did make inappropriate sexual advances, according to CNN, in the workplace. Musicians Union had reported this. Domingo has released a statement apologizing for the hurt that I caused the woman who accused him. The American Guild of Musical Artists announced in its latest development over allegations that were first publicized in August, accusations that led him to resign as director of Southern California's LA Opera. He also had to cancel performances. After the accusations became public, the guild hired an investigator who concluded that he, in fact, engaged in inappropriate activity, anywhere from flirtation to sexual advances in and outside of the workplace. Many of the witnesses expressed fear of retaliation in the industry as their reason for not coming forward. So apparently 9 women alleged that the incidents of sexual harassment took place over 3 decades ago, beginning in the late 80s. AP reported the following month, 11 more people came forward with allegations that included verbal harassment and groping. CNN was unable to verify the accusers' accounts. Now, Placido Domingo is 79 years old. He initially disputed the allegations, but now has released an apology. He said, I have taken time over the last several months to reflect on the allegations that various colleagues of mine have made against me. I respect that these women finally felt comfortable enough to speak out, and I want them to know that I am truly sorry for the hurt that I caused them. I accept full responsibility for my actions, and I have grown from this experience. I understand now that some women may have feared expressing themselves honestly because of a concern that their careers would be adversely affected if they did so. He said, while that was never my intention, no one should ever be made to feel that way. I am committed to effecting positive change in the opera industry so that no one else has to have that same experience. It was my fervent wish that the result would be a safer place to work for all in the opera industry, and I hope that my example moving forward will encourage others to follow. Groping, flirtation. Flirtation is tricky. All right? People flirt. I like getting flirted with. I don't like being groped. I mean, if I knew that I probably still wouldn't go after anybody that groped me. I've been groped, I don't know how many times. You can't even count. It, unfortunately, is a very, very common thing because people are animals. It's that animalistic instinct to grab something round and soft. I'm not saying people are innocent when they're doing it. It's creepy and perverted, and you're not supposed to touch another person, but that's exactly what animals do. I don't know if you ever watch your pets, and, you know, my cats and dogs go all up in each other's business. That's what animals do, and humans are animals, and so not allowed. Flirtations, however, guys got to be very, very careful. Women flirt and, you know, nobody seems to complain, you know, but a guy flirts, well, it's all depends on, you know, if it's a guy you want to flirt with you. If it's somebody you don't, it's called creepy, right? So somebody, you know, touches you or, you know, holds your shoulder or whatever and you like them, you're like, oh my gosh, Allah, and you won't say anything. But if it's somebody that you are unattracted to, it creeps you out. And then that's assault. So it'll be interesting to see whether flirtation still holds as a still a form of harassment. Well, if there's touch involved, it could be. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.